Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Something we probably can agree on is the absurdity of Ace Magashule's statements yesterday around Jacob Zuma and as well as Jacob Zuma's response and behavior around pretty much everything, including the Zondo Commission. Joining us on the line is Glynis Breytenbach. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Howard. Fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. The ability, we still can get shocked. They still have the ability to shock us. When I read Ace's statement yesterday, I was blown away.
I'm afraid I've lost the ability to be shocked some time ago, but yes, it is a mind-blowing statement in its obtusity of it, the stupidity of it, it's just a joke. Yeah.
Is it genuine though? I mean, is there a faction within the ANC? And we've spoken about it a bit on the show this week where we are kind of nervous about believing this whole ANC business with that there's a good ANC and a bad one. And anything that bad, we lob over the wall to the bad ANC, and then we keep the good ANC clean and protective of all that corruption and stuff. But maybe it does exist, because when we see these types of comments from Ace Magashule, it really does speak to proper evil, doesn't it?
Well, of course it speaks to proper evil. It speaks to years and years of insidious planning to really rob the South African state and South African citizens blind. And you must admit that they've succeeded spectacularly. Mm. But I must disagree with you on the good and the bad ANC. There is no such thing. There's only one ANC. Mm. And they've all sat by and watched this happen, and they've known about it, and they've done nothing to stop it. And every time anybody, the opposition parties, the DA, any other opposition parties, civil society, any time anyone's tried to stop them, they've been shut down. So nobody in the ANC stood up and said, this is wrong and we need to stop it. Mm. So everyone's complicit to some level or another. And there is no such thing as a good and a bad ANC. I gave up on that idea many, many years ago.
All right, so you're way ahead of me. I only realized it this week, but I've always been a bit slow at these things, or maybe a little naive. What does it mean now? What does it mean that we've got this group protecting Jacob Zuma within the ANC, and we've got him saying, you know, I'm not afraid of jail. What is really going on here?
Well, it's marvelous to hear that he's not afraid of jail, because that's where he's going. It's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing that he's not afraid of jail. He's prepared to be arrested. Well, that's great, because he's going to be. He's prepared to stand trial. Wonderful, he's going to be. Mm-hmm. And he's prepared to go to jail. Mazel tov. You know, he's going to go and see what it's like in jail after him and his cronies at Basasa stole the prison's budget dry, and the prisons are in a shocking mess. So let him go and have some firsthand experience of what it's like in those prisons that he helped create. What it means is that Jacob Zuma and his cronies like Ace Magashule have never been comfortable in a constitutional democracy, in a constitutional dispensation where the law is supreme, where the constitution is supreme, there's no arbitrary decisions from some tin pot dictator about who does what, where and when. Although it's hard to distinguish now under the Disaster Management Act, but nevertheless, generally speaking, they've never been comfortable in a constitutional democracy. They've always thought that they live outside the confines of the law. The law is for other people and not for them. And I'm afraid they've run out of tarmac. They're about to find out that they're wrong. And the law is not for other people and not for them. The law is for absolutely everybody, for you and for me and for everybody else.
And of course, the one statement that Ace Magashule made that he is correct is Jacob Zuma has his rights. But and no one would ever want to deny him his rights, rights. But now that he's refused, what are the next steps? What do you think is likely to happen? Do you think that Zondo has the strength and the courage to action this?
Look, there are two things that I think Deputy Chief Justice Zondo does not lack. One of them is strength and the other one is courage.
Wonderful.
So I think we're fine there.
Good.
But the Commission has already laid criminal charges for the non-appearance the last time. Mm-hmm. So if Zuma again does not appear, then of course those charges must just be added to the investigation already underway. The police must get it done because, frankly, there's not a lot to investigate. And the NPA must not sit on its laurels. They must deal with the matter. It's urgent. Contempt of court in this instance is an urgent matter, and they must deal with it. And then the law must run its course. You know, there's an excellent piece in the Daily Maverick this morning by Rebecca Davis where she points out that P.W. Berta thumbed his nose at the TRC and refused to appear. He was charged with contempt of court. He was found guilty. He was fined 10,000 rand and got a 12-month suspended sentence. So, and there lies the future for those who think they can thumb their nose at the law.
Do you think it would bother Jacob Zuma if he got a 10,000, well, let's say, you know, in those days, 10,000 rand wasn't what it is today, 100,000 rand fine and a 12-month suspended sentence. Do you think it would bother him?
Of course not. It won't bother him at all. The man doesn't have a conscience. That's very clear. Mm. He's demonstrated that over and over again. He stole from the poorest of the poor. So, no, he doesn't have a conscience. It won't bother him in the least. But it will demonstrate to every other South African that nobody is above the law.
What do you think Jacob Zuma's support base is like? Obviously, you can't really judge from social media because we know that they've been very active in bot creation and this type of thing. But do we have any sense as to how strong the support base for Zuma is?
I think his support base really consists of, it's probably quite large and consists of all those who are in danger of falling foul of the criminal law and the constitution. And that's quite a large group. I mean, I must hasten to add, it's quite a large group. And they all know that there's a rocky road ahead, for all of them. So of course they're going to, you know, hitch their horses to his wagon. Mm. It will get them nowhere. The tarmac is, as I said, run out. The only thing left to do is for the law to take its course. It will do so, and there will be consequences. So it may not happen overnight for everybody, but please believe me, it's going to happen.
So are you hopeful? Because that's an optimistic statement, which I'm delighted to hear.
Am I hopeful that the law will triumph over? Mm. Over these, I don't know, I struggle to find an adjective that I can use over the telephone. I have many that I
can't. Yes, this is a family radio show. Goodness, yes, really. Fine. Keep it together.
Yes, those people, those ones.
Those
yes,
ones.
I'm absolutely sure that the law is going to, the law always has come through for us. The Constitution has stood firm. The Constitutional Court has stood firm. The judiciary has always stood firm in the face of adversity, and I've got no reason to believe that they won't do so now.
Which is amazing, because you really did face a tremendous amount of adversity because of the role that you were playing in the fight against corruption.
That's true. And people often say to me, oh, where were you? How did you do it? And how come you didn't collapse? Well, I didn't collapse because I spent my entire life in the law. Mm. And I have 100% faith in the legal system. South Africa has a great legal system.
And we've seen that, because we have seen that the one thing that has been consistent throughout this, and that has been one of the most, I would say, critical parts of getting to where we are today is the legal system.
Absolutely. We've got a great legal system, we've got a great constitution, and the law will stand firm, I have no doubt.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you for taking the time on such short notice to speak to us. Keep doing the work that you're doing. Keep fighting the fight that you are fighting. That is Glynis. Thank you. That is Glynis Breytenbach bringing us up to date on her thoughts around the Jacob Zuma and the Zondo Commission.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.